KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's 5 o'clock and it's time for the Beet Farm.
Hello, thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org if you're tuned in outside of our listening range. The Beet Farm is all about local singer-songwriters live in the studio every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. They aren't live in the studio every Friday, but they are pre-recorded, and the Beet Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. Anyone can also access archive shows of all kinds at ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and our Beet Farm show is live on the third Friday of the month. This show will be replayed in 3 days on Sunday, January 21st at 3 p.m. Today's guest has been here in the studio with her three bandmates way back in July of 2019 when she was 13 or 14 years old. Carl and I first met her and the band, the Langertsons, performing at the Carlton County Fair. Welcome, Josie Langertson, and thanks for coming approximately 65 miles for the Beet Farm session. Welcome.
Thank you.
How about a song right off the bat?
First one I'm going to play is called A Fool on Fire.
A Fool on Fire. And this was written by Josie Langertson herself, Langhorst herself.
I'm on fire, you leave me in the snow.
Wow. Right? Wow. All right. Tell us the name of that one again.
That one is called Fool on Fire.
Fool on Fire. And we're here live in the studio with Josie Langhorst. I'm going to get that wrong every time. Langhorst. And she is the composer of every song you're going to hear. She's been composing since you were what, about eight?
Eight
years old, I think I read. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And she and her other bandmates were here in 2019. And I'm here to tell you, wow, your voice and your guitar playing have really matured. And
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. How about another song right away?
Okay. This next one is called Belly of the Beast. Like a shotgun, we take our aim. So many targets around us, willing to take the blame. If they don't know what we're aiming for, it only takes one spark to start a nuclear war. The belly of the beast, she feasts on our fear. The slightest noise she wakes, your footsteps she overhears. There's nowhere left to run. Belly of the beast traps everyone. You took it like a man in the exile. It rang through, echoing down from the cold-hearted moon. And didn't she speak to me ever so kindly? Tiptoe to the exit, she won't let us leave. The belly of the beast, she feasts on our fear. The slightest noise she wakes, your footsteps she overhears. There's nowhere left to run. The belly of the beast traps everyone. Should be alarmed if she stands there unarmed. She's already picked you out a spot at the graveyard. Get down on your knees and talk to your priest. And pray to the heavens that your soul be released. The devil leaves her card and you lay there unharmed. Quickly chased out of 6 feet by a sick grinning guard. No one will know if we will ever be free. For now we'll survive by instinct in the belly of the beast. The belly of the beast, she feasts on our fear. The slightest noise she wakes, your footsteps she overhears. There's nowhere left to run. The belly of the beast traps everyone. 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 Everyone.
Yeah. Another original song by Josie Langhorst. We love that. You know what I really, really liked about that one? There were some times that you slowed the tempo down a little and times that you were louder, dynamic. So that made a lot of variety within one song. And that's way cool. And that's... That's a sign of a seasoned composer, you know, making one song interesting by using different kinds of musical tricks.
Yeah. One thing that I don't want to say I struggled with it, but when I was younger, I had like a set like I would write this part of the song and it would kind of be the same, you know? Just kind of getting that variety, I think, has really helped me develop more, like, of my own style.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your vocals, your guitar playing, everything about that song changed a little bit within, and it makes it really interesting. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I said, your voice, your guitar playing, your composing is more mature than it was in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see, and I do want to repeat that every song you'll hear today, Josie Langhorst composed. You know, I did ask you for a short bio or an introduction just so I could kind of get to know you again, and you sent this sweet little paragraph, and it's such a nice introduction to you. I changed a few words in it, but I'm going to read what you wrote so everybody can hear what you said about yourself. I am an 18-year-old singer-songwriter from Barnum, Minnesota. I have been singing, playing, and creating my own music since I was 8 years old. Did you guys hear that? 8 years old. I started playing the guitar alongside my dad, who picked it up for a holy gospel group called the Holy Hootenanners. Shortly after, I started playing and performing with the Langertsons, a group consisting of young kids like myself, two with the last name Gilbertson, and two Langhorst. Playing on radio shows, coffee shops, and at small festivals, the Langertsons released two albums of all original music. The first one was called American Hippie, and the second, Flower Crowns and Imagination. That was put together in 2018. After years of performing, the two eldest members of the band went off to college, and I have spent that time cultivating my own artistic style. Since then, I've been writing more than ever. That was just sweet. Very well put. That's my introduction to Josie these days in 2024. All right. So how about another song?
All right. This next one is called Great Poet. Seems pretty guilty. I'd soak up all the water just so you could write on a dry page. I'd offer my assistance, I'd help out from any distance. Oh, great poet, I speak your language. Ooh, what should I say? Everything surrounds you, pounds you deep into your bed. Oh, the greatest poet has left so much unsaid. Great poet, your own words cut like a knife. Take my advice. Damn the world for every second of our lives. We're on our knees for
nice. Very, very, very nice, Josie. You know, that, and that was just a great example of changing your dynamics and your tempo. Like the very intro to that song was different than, and actually some of the sections, you did some of that intro as well. And that is, that was delightful. And, you know, the words, the great poet leaving things unsaid for our imaginations, that is right on.
Thank you.
Gosh, do you remember what might have inspired you to write that song?
It's actually a tribute to one of my friends.
Wow. Oh, that's neat. That's very neat. You know, I really wasn't going to ask this till later, but since we're on it, you know, I often like to hear people talk about what inspires them to compose. So we'll jump ahead in what the kind of order of things I saw and talk about that a little bit. Can you give any advice to people? Let's say I'm deciding to compose a song. What advice? What's your most important advice about composing?
Don't force it. I would say a lot of the songs that I write and have been writing recently, like I said, I've been writing so much more like now than I have been in the past years.
Yeah.
But I kind of just sit down and think about like things that are going on in my own life and things that like have happened to me and things other people around me, just like real things.
Oh, so real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your life or maybe somebody else's.
Yeah. Or like other people's situations and kind of twisting them into my own words, I guess.
Yeah. So do you think that's the way you've written every song or?
I mean, some of them I have based off of like books or like characters, or I've made up like situations, like scenarios, and I'll just be like, oh, like this person's doing that, and then I'll just write a song about it. But most of the time it's, you know, real experiences and real things. So my advice would be to just speak your truth, I guess.
Yeah. And write from a personal kind of a perspective, things that are going on.
Honest,
or way cool. No wonder your songs seem heartfelt because they come from there. Wow. All right. How about another one?
All right. This next one I'm going to play is called You're Growing on Me. I think you're growing on
Really nice. And that was another original song called Growing on Me by Josie Langhorst, our guest on the Beet Farm Show here today, live in the studio. You know, when I was talking about the variety that I'm hearing in your songs, even notes that you sing, well, you must know that you can change so many things about one note that, I mean, it's just almost endless. And so I'm hearing sometimes, even within one song, that you'll sing a word that, well, you have so many choices how to sing it. Maybe it swells in the middle of it. Maybe it's just softer than the last time you sang it. But it's all variety. And I'm finding that really, really interesting in your songs and, again, quite a bit more mature in your writing and your singing, in your playing than when you were here. Let's see, how many years was that? Was it 4, 5 years ago, right? I think it was January or June.
Something like that.
Yeah, yes. But 4 or 5 years ago, and wow. Yeah, so there's a huge, huge difference. And like I keep saying, it's a sign of a more mature voice, more mature singing skills,
yeah.
Guitar playing skills, and composing skills.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I asked you before we came on air, I think, or maybe I did say this on air, if you play any other instruments.
I do. Mainly the guitar. I play the ukulele, the piano a little bit, and then I do have a banjo sitting in my room at home that I just pluck sometimes.
Oh, do ya? All right.
Just a little bit.
Well, we've got thumbs up because we appreciate banjos where maybe some other people don't, because we play in jam groups. And, you know,
yep.
I love the sound of guitars. I love the sound of 8 guitars. However, I really like the sound of the banjo sound in there. And there's so much you can do with it. And one of our members, actually from ESCO, brings his banjo sometimes, and we love it. So
awesome.
You're kind of messing with the banjo, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's neat. Do you find that confusing, going from one string instrument to another, because they are tuned so differently?
I don't know. I'm not a good, like, memorizer. I can't, like, with words especially, anything. But I just kind of just in my head, like, okay, this is the guitar fret. Like, my hands go here. And it's kind of the same thing, but it just kind of, like, you flip a switch when the instrument, like, gets in your hand. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it just, once you hold it, your hands kind of just know what to do,
mm-hmm.
what to. That's really interesting. I find the same thing when I play wind C instruments that are tuned in C. And, you know, that to me, that's kind of, no matter what the instrument is, it's kind of fingered the same.
Oh, I also play a little saxophone, too.
You do?
I do. Tenor and alto.
Wow, do you own them or just in school?
I
or?
Own my alto, but I did tenor in high school for band.
Wow, nice. So you can play flute too.
I don't know if I can play
flute. Actually, the mouthpiece throws people,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's way different. But
my sister actually played the flute in high school, so I would.
Oh, you tried it?
And tried that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sax and flute are kind of fingered the same, mm-hmm. you know, but it is way different. So that's how many instruments you play, a little bit even on banjo. Okay. So how about another song by Josie Langhorst?
All right. This one is called The Gray. Falling at the end of November. I've been cold since June.
Nice. That kind of reminds me of winter, I think, or right about now, right?
Yeah. So that one, I had just gotten my wisdom teeth out, all four of them, and so I was stuck at home for like a week because I was a baby about it.
Well,
I took work off and I stayed home, and you know that time in winter when like the leaves are obviously gone and it's like just kind of dead and gross and like gray and bland. That's kind of, I took that and just kind of like put it in the song.
Of course. But, and so that was a visual that you saw, I mean, because it was out there, mm-hmm. and a feeling inside, yeah. that you had, the gray. Mm-hmm. Yeah, way cool. You are listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and KTWH.org. And you're listening to Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show. We're here with Josie Langhorst. Josie and her dad drove up about 65 miles to be here. And again, thank you so, so very much for doing that. You know, I asked you before the show if you have been playing all the time with the Langertsons, though that's the name of the group who we had on here in 2019, or do you play alone sometimes? And could you answer that over the air now?
Okay, so since the eldest two of the Langertsons have gone off to college, we have not been playing as much. We did practice over Christmas break because we were all actually in the same town for once. So we haven't been playing with them too much. But I've done some solo gigs. I played at Long Iron Stage. That's what it's called, I think. Down at the Rugged Spruce. Played there end of August. And then at the West Theater, I did a country jamboree with the Northland Legends.
Yeah, that's way neat. Yeah, West Theater, yeah.
It was such a cool venue, especially to just be up there and looking out, and it was really cool.
Yeah, you know, we were in there so many years ago. Carl, you and I should go back in and see what else has been done. It was awesome back then. That was like more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So you have been playing individually.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you about songwriting competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 18 years old, you have entered what ones?
I've done the Dylan Days
songwriting
contest. I did 3 or 4 of them.
Right. And that's cool. And I'm sure it'll be happening again, mm-hmm. although we aren't as involved in the Dylan Fest as we had been. But we always have a Dylan Jam.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe don't know about that.
I don't.
It's at Carmody's.
Okay.
Carmody's is a bar in Duluth. And it's during Dylan Fest week.
Okay.
And what happens is people just show up and we'll have some revised Dylan songbooks. What we do is we change the keys. Carl is quite involved, Carl and a fellow named Mark Poyer, to change the original keys sometimes to keys that are a little bit easier. For everybody to play in. So the booklets have the lyrics and the chords, and we all... And so that is actually happening on the Tuesday of Dylan Fest, which I believe is May 22nd. I don't know which of the May 20 dates that falls on. And the day before is a practice jam. And this is, a week before, a practice jam at Carmody's on a Monday night. And then the actual one is a week later on a Tuesday. But it doesn't mean that you have to come to both. You can just come to one if you want to just come and see what it's like and pick up a free booklet that the Dylan Fest Committee provides for us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so I'll put you on that mailing list, too, because that's kind of fun. And we have musicians of, some of them you'll already know. You'll know their names. Maybe you'll know them as well. But it's just a fun thing, and a lot of different ability levels of musicians show up in our Dylan Jam, and it's a fun thing. All right, and we're still live in the studio with Josie Langhorst, and she's getting ready to play another song. What one will this be?
Okay, this is called Letters to June.
Letters to June, okay.
With you.
Very, very nice. Now, I'm going to take a wild guess, but you know somebody named June. That one was from the heart, right?
Not someone named June, but I did. I changed the name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it was, I could tell it was very, very sweet and from the heart. Yeah, very nice. Josie Langhorst, nice job on that one. I want to repeat that the Langertsons have had two CDs out, one called American Hippie and the other one called Flower, Crowns, and Imagination. I love the name of that.
Thank you.
And there the Langertsons will be having another new CD. And we have that CD right in our player right now. And we're just going to play a little bit of the first song, maybe not the whole thing. But can we do that? This is a new CD that doesn't even have a name yet. And not all the songs on it yet, but this is one that the Langertsons are working on. Got it? Very, very nice. Whoa. So what was the name of that song? This is the off of the CD that isn't quite named. It isn't quite done.
That one's called Don't Play the Game.
Don't Play the Game. Yeah. And, you know, I am so much a harmony person. That sounded, that started out kind of quiet a little bit. And when all of you joined in with your harmonies, my body lit up. You know, really, it was a just a totally different feeling. And there we go again with the variety that I love, but also your voices together. Wow. So is that three-part harmony on that?
It was me and my sister, and then we layered another track under it. Yeah, that's me and my sister.
Very neat. Mm-hmm. So how did you learn all that about electronics and everything? I guess, I don't know, in the Gilbertson and Langhorst.
So when we recorded our CD, we recorded both of them at Sparta Sound in Virginia. Rich Mattson. And so he kind of let us, you know, do free reign with, like, our ideas and stuff. So I was just like, I'm going to throw another vocal track under it. And he was like, okay, go for it. So.
All right. Yeah. You know, he must be amazing because so many people are using him now. There was another fellow with a studio We liked him. His name was Dave Hill, and he passed away recently, just in the last year. And I, you know, he had a lot of people going to him. But now Rich Mattson, he's the one. He's the one. So I have a little bit of an announcement right here. It's really, really exciting for families. On March 10th, we're going to have a KTWH Native Nations Expo and Cabin Fever Reliever Variety Show, and all at the Two Harbors High School Auditorium. We have some awesome headliners like David Huckfeldt and the Oshkegishik Singers, led by Liz Jokala, I believe. And at the expo, we'll get a look at a new building product called Hemp Creek from the Lower Sioux community. I'm real excited about that myself. The 1854 Treaty Authority folks will also be there, and several other individuals and organizations relating to our topic, the Native Nations. If you come, you will be treated to many Native Nations Expo exhibitors and demonstrators related to Indigenous and tribal issues, tribal history, culture, arts and crafts, modern industries, and much more. And the variety show is sure to make you smile. I hope to see you that afternoon of March 10th for this exciting KTWH event. It also is a fundraiser, so come and support us. For more information, go to ktwh.org, and you'll find out everything you need to know about our exciting March 10th event. And we're back with Josie Langhorst, and she's going to do another song for us.
All right, this one is called Tunnel of Distraction. Thank you.
Oh, another great one. Thanks, Josie. Tunnel of Distraction by Josie Langhorse. You know, I'm looking at the clock and, oh, holy buckets. Time sometimes goes so fast in this studio, but we will be having enough time for one more song at least. But I'd like for people to know where they can find more information about the Langhorses or your next CD or whatever you might share with the public. So how could folks do that?
So we have Langhorses have their music on Spotify and Pandora, at least the first two CDs. And then once the next one comes out, the new ones should be on there. But we do sell CDs at, like, gigs and stuff, which we don't have any planned on coming because our people are off
to college.
Getting degrees.
Where did they go?
So my sister, she goes to Moorhead.
Oh, okay.
By Fargo. And then Amory goes to the U of M.
Oh, all right. And do they know what they're majoring in yet?
I think communications and English and all that good stuff.
All right, cool. I just get curious about that. So we better have you play at least one more song, but just in case we run out of time, I do want to say thank you again for driving clear up here, and I have just been loving your music. And it's been Josie Langhorse the whole time, playing her original songs. And you're amazing.
Thank you.
You
so
really
much.
Are. Your voice, your writing, your guitar playing, amazing. I can't wait to see where it's all going to take you in the future, even. So maybe one last song here, Josie. What's it going to be?
This one's called Little Match Girl.
Little Match Girl, okay.
Skeptical presentation, did I make it look weird? Struggling with the conversation, what was that? Did you hear? Oh, you're burning me down. Pushing towards the exit, don't know which way is out. The maze will keep us turning while you're burning me down. Oh, you're burning me down. Down in the cracks of the floor, put the matches away and close the bedside drawer. I sing like an angel and I'll talk like my dad lived to. No expectation existing instead. Oh, you're burning me down. Off the seat that you sit and watch from. Tired of your eyes to watch me as I'm spinning around. Oh, you're burning me down. We fall like ashes to the ground. Light the match and we fall like rushes to the ground. From the heat and drip down and the floor.